Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk today. I'm joined once again by Bill Brody Good, who's CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals. How are you today, Bill?
Jack, I'm very well. Thank you. And Happy New Year to you and everyone listening, of course, as well.
Well, it was a new year. Presumably, you've got new plans for Alien Metals. What's first on your list at the moment?
I mean, new year, and we've been sort of doing a bit over the break in the background. An exciting Q1 coming up. We're all ready to essentially start maiden drilling on the iron ore, one of the iron ore projects, the Hancock Ranges project. In 10 days or so, there were guys up there last weekend clearing the access. We have the POW approved by the ministry in WA, finalising the drill contract sort of in the background as I'm speaking to you. So very excited. That's come up really quickly, but we're really excited about that and obviously fully funded to get on and do it. Just finalising the details of doing a brand new airborne magnetic survey over the Elizabeth Hill, the whole area now, the silver project, the core silver mine project in the centre, and this new ground we've picked up around. So finalising that to be flown again, hopefully this month, with then the follow-up consolidation of some historic mag information we've managed to acquire, plus the new information. Very excited about that. Bring all that together into a very much up-to-date priority targeting process to allow us really to push ahead with new fresh priorities on that. Donovan 2 with our colleagues at Capstone in Mexico, the copper project. They've had a very active 2020. They hit the ground really hard in October when we signed the sort of initial earning agreement. So we're just finalising how they've done and moving into the next phase. They're still very much engaged. That's sort of watching from the outside, which is great because obviously now they're going to a funding, sort of managing the project themselves 100%. We obviously still have our, percentage in the project. We still get feedback on what they're doing, but very much they're developing that, which is great. And again, we're sort of holding our breath to get our drilling permits for the silver projects for Los Campos and San Celso in Mexico as well. We've got the funds ready. We're just waiting for that to get that green light to hit the ground. So we've got lots going on. We're looking at other projects. We're looking as we have been and still reviewing various projects with the same sort of commodities, the core commodities that we feel and that I think the market feels is are going to do really well this year, such as silver, copper, iron ore. I think it's really to say to everyone we're getting on with it now. There'll be hopefully some new announcements very soon, and updates, and just keep building on where we got to the end of last year.
And you're diversified both geographically and in the metals or the commodities you're involved with. Is there anything that you think, and we're in a bull market almost across the board, is there any particular opportunity or any particular market that you think is standing out at the moment, or does it just depend on the deal?
I think it depends on the deal. You're right. We're very fortunate. I mean, iron ore had an incredible run before Christmas. It's still very strong. Probably will drop slightly in terms of its current price, but it's still very strong. Silver, silver's over close to $28 today. So silver's creeping up, and there's big talk about which is what it's fact, about the development of a renewable energy where silver is a important component in photoelectric cells and things like that. Copper as well. I mean, copper for the wiring on an electric car, you know, it's, I think it's 6 or 7 times the wiring needed from a standard car to an electric car. So that's a lot more copper they need. So I think we're, you know, as always, we're looking at all different options, opportunities, possible partnerships that that are right for us, are right for the projects, are right for the investors.
On that note, Bill Brody, good CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, great to chat to you again, and look forward to many more over the ensuing months.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.